All right. Well, I will go ahead and start off with probably the one that is higher up there, and that is Rayan Meshal, who is an ISIS senior media official. He was killed by a coalition airstrike conducted near Mayadin, Syria, between the 25th and 27th of May. Now, Meshal, he was the head and founder of Amaq, and Amaq is ISIS's official propaganda media outlet. Meshal oversaw and authorized the dissemination of ISIS digital propaganda, and that was used to instigate and direct terror and recruit foreign terrorist fighters. We've also, some of the other ones that were also killed, Abu Suleiman al-Iraqi. He was a senior ISIS propaganda official and was killed near Mosul in early July. He provided strategic guidance and production oversight for ISIS propaganda, which recruited, indoctrinated, and directed terrorists around the world. And there were several other ones that were considered media emirs. And the thing is that all of them disrupt the ability for them to, like I said, distribute and to inspire and recruit foreign terrorists.
How, of the two that you named, the founder of Amaq and leader of Amaq and Suleimaki, how difficult was it to get them? What were the circumstances of engaging and killing them?
Well, without going into great detail, because we don't want these ISIS leaders to know how we tracked them and how we eventually found their whereabouts to kill them. But I will say that the coalition and the capabilities that we have shown and proven that ISIS does not have any sanctuary wherever they are. And so if you are out there and you are working for ISIS and you are a leader or a fighter, or you are facilitating any way, shape, or form ISIS, you are free to be targeted and likely eventually killed by the coalition.
Specifically, back to the Amaq founder again, is it possible to say where he was found?
He was found in Mayadin, Syria,
okay.
And that is along the Middle Euphrates River Valley. We have struck several ISIS leaders in that area over the course of the last 6 months.
How was he killed?
He was killed by a coalition airstrike. So we were able to identify where this person was, go through a deliberate targeting process, and conduct a precise strike to kill him in Mayadin.
These seven that have been taken out in recent days, weeks, and months, I guess, how does that impact the guy that we know that everyone's looking for still, and that's Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi? How does that impact, one, his mindset, and two, the search for him?
I can't really talk to Baghdadi's mindset. I think any normal person who has seen everybody in and around their organization vaporize and be killed, he has got to know that his days are numbered. He has got to know that he cannot really be poking his head up anywhere, because he knows that we are looking, and if we find him, he will be killed.
That's Colonel Ryan Dillon, spokesman for Operation Inherent Resolve. J.J. Green, WTOP News.